Yo people, what's up? I go by the name Alvin. And now we're going on our favorite track in Kenya. This is what we call the crime track. So many things have been happening without our knowledge. Some have been happening, and then at the end of the day tunasikia vitu zilikunywa too much. We also been crimes, by the way. We also been crimes in Kenya, which have been happening. Number one, we have the Willie Kimani case. Number two, we have the Babu Owino's case. And at the end of the day, we blame the judiciary and everything. So today we're going to uncover one by one. What's wrong with our government? What's happening? Let's take an example about the Willie Kimani's case. Imagine you as a lawyer, waking up one day to go and represent your client. Then on your way out, you get abducted by unknown people, assailants, because you really don't know. You just got in that mix. You're with your client, you're with your taxi driver. Then at the end of the day, everything goes. You're arrested without being told your rights and everything, because I actually think every lawyer learns about when you're arrested. You'll have to be explained to what why you've been arrested. Then you'll be told your rights and everything, the right to remain silent and everything. But we realized, like, at the end of the day, the cops we have in Kenya, man, these cops, man. Let me just call them, they're criminals. They're not cops. Those guys are criminals. A guy's arresting you, putting you behind that Land Cruiser. Then you're being thrown to the cell without being explained where everything has happened.
How?
Actually, that's the question which I've been asking myself, how? Then apart from that, what happens? At around 9 p.m., someone comes back to you. Again, you're taken back to your handcuffed. You unaweka kwa buti ya gari mse. You can think, like, it's just like it's a movie. It's not a movie. This is a real thing which happened. Then a few minutes later, mnaanza kuitwa one by one. And just imagine you sit there, and then you're seeing your friend being carried away. Number one, Amanda. Na Rudy. Amanda. And hivyo. Then all of a sudden, number two again, anakujiwa. Number three, unakujiwa. So the Willie Kimani's case, this is the case which took place in 2016. The abduction took place in Mavoko Locots. Mavoko, which country is in Mavoko? Mavoko is Machakos. I don't really know why Kambas. Actually, what happens now here in the Willie Kimani's case? Willie Kimani is a human rights activist, not like human activist, but a human rights lawyer. He had a client. The client was shot by a senior sergeant. Then the senior sergeant shooting him, that was negligence of all the things, you know, like what negligence is. So that was negligence. What happens after that? They had a hearing in court that very day. Then the case which was going on was about this guy who was shot. He was seeking justice in the laws of Kenya, in the courts of Kenya, whereby we actually believe, like, justice exists. Sometimes you can say, like, we buy justice. Justice does not really exist. We buy justice in Kenya. I can assure you that, and I can tell you the truth.
Has to be there.
Actually, that's what happens nowadays. Yeah, because, you know, actually we have two categories of people in the country. We have tuko na wananchi na tuko na wenyenchi. So you can just imagine. So what happens now? Willie Kimani, he's in court. Then all of a sudden, there's a guy who spots him. Then the guy makes a call, one call away. That can imagine, the previous night they were meeting with the police officer. Then he was given 2K. Imagine 2 Gs. And
wow,
then,
snitch.
yeah, to snitch on you. Man, I'm pretty sure if I was the one that ukipewa kesi kama hiyo, like, someone tells you like you're going to assassinate someone, then you just there like given two k. That's nothing, man. 2K. 2K, man. 2K.
Ndia kuangushe.
2K.
So life as a civilian, it's like 2K.
So actually what happens, this guy calls the cop and then shows the cop like, I've seen this guy, ametoka kotini. You know, like, those guys were, they were around two of them. There was a woman, there was a lady who was to show this guy who the guy was. Then we also have this other guy, the police informer. So who's to be shown like Sunataka, Nyama. So what actually happens? The lady tells that guy like, come to Kakondio Kale. Imagine you being referred like, come to Kakondio Kale. And then actually what happens? This guy calls the cop. And then tells the cop like, this guy can see like he's being accompanied by someone. Then the cop is like, kumba konole mwizi. So this is the lawyer being called the mwizi. And then the lawyer, I know, Mark, you remember, like, he is with this taxi driver. The taxi driver come to pick him and everything and all that. So what happens? When I talk a kotini, they leave the court premises. Then all of a sudden, a Land Cruiser comes in our Swamisha. And you are under arrest. Then they never complained. They never did anything. Because when you talk about your tattoo, three of them, the taxi driver, Willy Kimani, and the client. Yeah, they went into the police vehicle. They were just arrested. You know, actually, when we look at people who have learned law, once we have arrest with warrant and arrest without warrant. Because arrest with warrant, it comes like it is that arrest which compels you to go back to court at the end of the day. When we look at arrest and then arrest with warrant, it usually takes place like with matters ukifungwa something like that, like less than 3 years. It's not something like more than 3 years. Then we have other matters, the criminal matters. You can without warrant. You're being arrested like just like that.
Yeah.
Because actually,
so without no warrant, it means maybe you're a thug.
Exactly. So in simple terms, in layman's English, you can say like that.
With proof or with.
So the prosecution. The prosecution is there now to prove that case. Yeah, that's why you've been arrested. So actually, these guys have been they were arrested and then they never complained. By the way, they went to the cops, Land Cruiser, and then off they veered to some through the epipost. I think in, how do you call this place? There's an epipost along Mombasa Road.
Mlolongo.
Yeah, Mlolongo epipost. Wakafungiwa huko. There was a cell there, and then the carout. When I talk Angie and then tells the guy like, go and dispose of this vehicle. So the deal was, the guy was to take that vehicle, take it to Meru and dispose it in Meru. So aliangalia mafuta kona like, hey, this fuel cannot take me that far.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it do? Change of plans. They said to go back to, they went to Limuru, some village in Limuru. So the guy takes the vehicle, ndoyo Limuru, and then anarudi like around 7.
Kondo mafuta ingefika.
Kanda kadampoko. And then akana kuangalia kwa gari because alisikia simu zikipigwa.
Ilikuwa na simu kama nne.
Zilikuwa simu tano.
Tano, yeah.
Simu tano. So simu zinapigwa. So he managed to switch off like 4 phones. Then the other phone like alishindwa. So he just threw the phones one by one. And it's just like throwing maize. That is someone's investment you're throwing one by one. After mezi tupa zote and then he dumped the vehicle. So what happens again? He goes back to Mlolongo. There's a certain club then where they go and meet with the police, with the senior sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
They sit down and then they start discussing on how they want to kill those people. So this guy is like, you know me, I've been overexposed, like me, I cannot do this. Let's release them. Then all of a sudden they receive information like the lawyer had sent a note in Jaya Dirisha Katupa. Akambia msa boda, call my wife, mwambia ni mishikon kwa mlelongo police station. I've not been told anything. I don't know where even our vehicle is. That was what aliambiwa. So the senior sergeant wanted to take off kabisa now this guy because actually once that tracing starts, everything goes haywire.
Yeah.
So they decided, again now they were given again, that guy was given 2K. Na kapewa na a plate of food and some beer. So they decided like, let's do this. So and then they had two vehicles. They had a Caldina and they had this senior sergeant's nini vehicle. So they handcuffed those guys, the two guys, wakatupa kwa boot. Yeah, imagine. Wakatupa kwa boot. Ndio wametoka, they went to somewhere in some forest. Then now, wakaanza kulitwa one by one. So actually what happened, this was through the witness. The boda boda rider who was like monitoring these guys, the one who took and disposed of the vehicle. And now he was also here. He was abating. Actually, he was abating crime. He was helping
so
crime.
This was when it was happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that according to the law systems of Kenya, yeah, when you are arrested by a police officer, you're not supposed to be detained for more than how many hours?
24 hours.
But you see, they are
without appearing in court.
They have amounted even to more than even 24 hours.
No, it was that very day. It was that very day. That's when they took them. That very day.
Mm-hmm.
So they were never told where they were arrested.
Uh-huh.
That very night, it was the night for. It was just that night for execution.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the execution night.
So let's say all this drama. Tunaweza sema maisha ya mwananchi imekuwa for a plate of food.
And
2K. 2000
and 2K. Those are three lives which went down because. Yeah.
Hiyo tu ndio
ilikuwa ishi. Ni cheo tu alikuwa analilia. And so on does it do? He assassinates.
It's sad.
Anakuwekea, unakiwa nylon.
Yeah.
Hmm? Unakiwa nylon and then unafungwa na kamba. And then, yeah, that is it. So, actually, at the end of the day, they were dumped in somewhere. There's this river which is in Ukupastitika, Ukukambani. I've just forgotten the name, but actually, it was not Avi. I've really forgotten the name, but I think they were dumped there. At the end of the day, we see like the way the legal system has been going on and everything. So that's my question. I don't know, like, what's wrong with our country? Like, what's wrong with our legal system? Actually, you as a listener, I can just leave it into you, that question, to ask you, what do you think could you do? Because up to now, since 2016 till today, there's no justice which has been found for the three families, for the three lost lives.
Yes, sir.